Rule number two. What is called an invitation is the same as the open. For looking at the open, we can read. For no one can become a yogi unless he renounces his desire for the sense.
There is a point called yoga practice. Yoga means to join. Now, in our conditional state, although we are part and parcel of the Supreme, but we are now separated. The same example, this finger is part and parcel of your body. But if it is separated and put it, it has no value. But so long it is joined with this body, its value is millions of dollars and more than that. If there is any disease, you can spend any amount to cure. Similarly, we, at the present moment, in the cognizant state of material existence, we are separated from God. Therefore, we are so much reluctant to speak of God, to understand about God, our relationship to God. We think it is simply a waste of time. In this meeting, everyone knows that this temple, Krishna Consciousness Temple, is speaking of God at any charge. People are not very much interested. They think it is a kind of what is called recreation in the name of a spiritual advancement. Otherwise, it is simply waste of time. Better, this time could be used for earning some money or enjoying a club or in a restaurant. Sense enjoyment. So, detraction from God means sense enjoyment. Those who are too much addicted to sense enjoyment, they are not, eligible for yoga system. Yoga system is not that you go on doing all nonsense in sense gratification and in simply sit down meditation. This is simply colossal work. It has no meaning. Yoga system first is the sense controlling the sense, yam yam. There are 8 different stages of practicing yoga. Yam yam, asana, dhyan, dharana, pranayam, pratyahar, samadhi. So, in the beginning, first of all, we shall speak in this chapter, Lord Krishna will teach you what is yoga system. Therefore, in the beginning, Krishna says that no one can become a yogi unless he renounces his desire for sense gratification. So, anyone who is indulging in sense gratification is a nonsense. He is not a yogi. He cannot be a yogi. Yoga system is strictly celibacy. No sex life. That is yoga system. No one can become a yogi teaching diverse in sex life. The so-called yogis come to your country and say, yes, whatever you like, can do. It's spell narrator, I give you some mantra. These are all nonsense. Here it is operative statement that no one can become a yogi unless he renounces the desire for sensibility. This is the first one. Wrong.
For one who is given by the Eightfold Yoga System, where is sensation meaningless? And for one who has already attained yoga, cessation of all material activities is meaningless.
Yes. There are two stages. One who is practicing yoga to reach to the professional platform, and one who has attained the professional platform. So long one is not on the professional platform, just trying to do it. At that time there are so many works that asan system, yam. So generally in your country there are so many yoga societies. They display this asan system. How to sit down, different postures. That helps. But that is the process simply to get on to the real platform. They are simply means. Real yoga system, perfection is different from those bodily gymnastic process. There are two stages. One stage is trying to reach the professional platform, and another stage is one who has reached the professional platform.
Right. Verse number 4. A person is destined to obtain yoga when, having renounced all material desires, he neither acts with sense gratification nor indeed fruition activity.
Yes. This is the professional stage of yoga system, yoga practice. A person is said to have attained to yoga. That means, yoga means connection. Just like the same example. Suppose this finger was out of my body. Or don't take this finger, take any machine part. It is out of the machine lying idle. And as soon as you join with the machine, it works. It's different function. Katakat, it works. With yoga, it has been joined. Similarly, we are now differentiated. These material activities, fruitive activities, they have been described simply wasting time. Murha. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as murha. Murha means rascal. Why? Such a good businessman, he says, rascal, why? He's earning thousands of dollars daily. But they have been described murha, rascal, because they are working so hard, but what he's enjoying? He's enjoying the same amount of eating, sleeping, and mating. That's all. As a man who is earning millions of dollars daily, that does not mean he can enjoy mating millions of women. No. That is not possible. His power of making is same, one who is earning $10. His power of eating is the same with the man, one who is having $10. So he does not think that my enjoyment of life is the same amount with the man who is earning $10. Then why I am working so hard for earning millions of dollars daily? Why am I spoiling my energy in that way? You see? They are called Mulha. Namang Vishuddha. Actually, he should have engaged. When he earns millions of dollars daily, he should have engaged himself. His time and energy, how to understand God, what is the purpose of life? Because he has no economic problem. So he has got enough time. He can utilize in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. But he does not take part in that way. Therefore he is Mulha. Mulha means, actually Mulha means ass. So his intelligence is not very nice. A person is said to have attained yoga when having renounced all material desires. If one is in perfection of yoga, then he is satisfied. He has no more any material desire. That is perfection. He neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in fruitive activities. Fruitive activities are also, fruitive activities means you earn something for sense gratification. One is practically engaged in some sense gratification and one is collecting money for sense gratification. So, the fruity activity is suppose pious activity. Pious activities according to Veda, everywhere, if you are virtuous, if you give some money in charity, it is virtuous activity. If you give some money for opening hospital, if you give some money for opening schools, free education, these are certainly virtuous activities. But they are also meant for sense gratification. Suppose if I give charity for distributing education, then, in my next life, I will be getting good facilities for education, I will be highly educated, being educated I shall get nice post. But at the end, what is the idea? If I get a good post, if I get a good position, how do I utilize it? For sense-gratification. Nice. That's all. Because I do not know anything else. And that is fruitive activity. If I go to heaven, a better standard of life, suppose in your America, a better standard of life than India. But what does this mean, better standard of life? The same, eating, sleeping, in a better time, that's all. You are not doing anything more. They are also eating. They are eating some coarse bread. You are eating very nice thing. But eating. Not beyond this eating. So, my better standard of life does not mean any spiritual realization. A better standard of eating, sleeping, making. That's all. So this is called fruitive activity. So fruitive activity is also another pattern of sense gratification. But it is on the basis of sense gratification. And yoga means connection with the Supreme. When the Supreme is connected, as soon as, just like Guru Maharaj, as soon as he saw God, Narayana, the boy was undergoing severe austerities, penances, to see God. He saw. But when he saw, then he said, Shami, kitab, hosmi, barang na jate. My dear Lord, I am now fully satisfied. I don't want to ask anything, any benediction from you. Yes, what is benediction? Benediction means you get very nice a kingdom, or a very nice wife, or very nice food stuff, very nice. These things we consider as benediction. But actually, when one becomes connected with God, he does not want any such benediction. He is satisfied, fully satisfied. Sāvīn ki tātosmi param na jāt. The history of this Guru Maharaj, I have told him many times, that he was a child, 5 years old. He was insulted by his stepmother. He was sitting on the lap of his father, by his side. And his stepmother said, oh, you cannot sit on the lap of your father because you are not born in my womb. So because he was Kshatriya boy, although 5 years old, he took it a great insult. So, he went to his own mother. Mother, stepmother has insulted like this. He was crying. And his mother said, what can I do, my dear boy? Your father loves your stepmother more. What can I do? No, I want my father's kingdom. Tell me, how can I get it? His mother says, my dear boy, Krishna, God's blessings you can get. Where is God? She says, oh, we have heard God is in the forest. Great sages go there and find out. She went to the forest and underwent severe penances, and he saw God. But when he saw God, Narayana, he is no more anxious for the kingdom of his father. No more anxious. He said, my dear Lord, I am satisfied, fully satisfied. I do not want any more. My kingdom, the kingdom of my father. He gave the comparison that I was searching out some pearls, but I have got valuable jewels. So, that means he is more satisfied. When you actually connect yourself with God, then you feel yourself many million times satisfied than enjoying this material world. That is God's reality. That is the perfection of the world.
When a person is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is changing himself. And thus he is no longer engaged in sense gratification or in spiritual activity. Otherwise, what must be engaged in sense gratification since one cannot live without engagement?
Yeah, that is the point. We must have engagement. We cannot stop. The same example. You cannot stop a child working or in activities. By nature, we are living entities. We must act. It is not possible to stop activity. So, just like it is said, an idle brain is a dead resource. So, if you have no good engagement, then you will have to engage yourself in something nonsense. Just like a child, if he is not engaged in education, he becomes a spoiled child. Similarly, our two business, either material sense gratification or Krishna consciousness or bhakti yoga or yoga. So if I am not in yoga system, then I must be in sense gratification. And if I am sense gratification, there is no question of yoga.
Without Krishna consciousness, one must be always seeking self-centered or extended selfish activity. But a Krishna conscious person can do everything for the satisfaction of Krishna. and thereby be perfectly detached from sense gratification. One who has come to this realization must mechanically try to immediate material desires before being elevated to top running the yoga ladder.
Yoga ladder, it has been compared with a ladder, that's like steps. In a big skyscraper house, there are steps. So, every step is a progress. That's a fact. So, the whole step ladder may be called the yoga system. But one may be on the 5th step, another may be on the 50th step, another may be on the 500th step, and another may be on the top of the house. So although the whole ladder is called yoga system or staircase, but one who is on the 5th step, he cannot be equal with the person who is on the 50th step. Or one who is on the 50th step, he cannot be compared with the man who is on the 500th step. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, he finds karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, bhakti yoga. It is stated with the name yoga, because the whole ladder is connected with the topmost floor. So, every system is connected with God, Krishna. But that does not mean every man is on the topmost floor. One who is on the topmost floor, he is still understood in Krishna consciousness. Others, they are just like 5th or 50th or 500 levels. The whole thing is called ladder. So, Ashtanga yoga system, this eight-fold yoga system, Dhyan Dharana, they are meant for controlling the mind. Don't make sound. Mind. Unless you control the mind, in the beginning it is said, a man must elevate himself by his own mind. Mind is the driver. The body is the chariot or car. So, just like if you call your, ask your driver, please get me into Krishna consciousness temple. The driver will bring you here. And if you ask your driver, please get me in that liquor house. The driver will drive you there. The driver's business is to drive you wherever you like. Similarly, your mind is the driver. If you can control that, if the driver takes your license, that wherever you like, he will take it. Then you are born. Then your driver is your enemy. But if your driver acts on your order, then he's your friend. So actually, the yoga system means to control the mind in such a way that he will act as your friend, not as your enemy. Actually, the mind is acting as mind, because I have got little independence, because I am part and parcel of the Supreme, who has got full independence, therefore I have got little independence. The mind is controlling that independence. If mind says, all right, let me go to the Krishna conscious temple, and the mind can say, ah, what is there now? Krishna, let us go to some class. The mind is very weak. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is to fix up the mind in Krishna. That's all. He cannot but act as friend. You see? He has no scope to give anyone place. As soon as Krishna is seated on the mind, just like as soon as there is sunshine, the sun is on the sky, there is no scope of darkness. There is no possibility. Darkness will never come before the sun. Similarly, Krishna is just like sun. You keep Krishna on the mind, the maya darkness will never be able to come. That is the first class of yoga system. That is the perfection of yoga system. One whose mind is so strong that mind will not allow any nonsense to come in. Then where is your fall down? The mind is strong, the driver is strong. He cannot take you anywhere. Unless it is there. So, the whole yoga system means to make the mind strong, not to deviate from the Supreme. That is perfection of yoga. Savai manah Krishna Padaravinda. One should fix up, just like Ammurish Maharaj fixed up his mind, only on Krishna. And there was a fight between a great yogi, Ashtanga yogi, Dudbhasa Muni. Maharaj Ammurish, he was a king, he was a householder, he was a counseling man. A householder means he has to take account of counseling pence, dollars, cents, king, he was actually king. So Dudbhasa Muni was a great yogi. He was envious of this king. That, how is that? I am so great a yogi, I can travel in this space, and this man is ordinary king, he cannot show such jugglery or yoga system, but still people honor him most. What? I shall teach him some lesson. So, he picked up some quarrel with the king. That's a long story. I shall state it some other day. So after all, he was defeated. And he was directed by Narayan to take shelter of the feet of the king Maharaj Ammurish. These are instances we see from authoritative scriptures. And he was simply keeping Krishna in his mind. And he defeated the greatest yogi. Dudbhasa Muni, he was so perfect yogi that within 1 year he traveled all over this material space and beyond the material space in the spiritual space that went directly to the kingdom of abode of God Vaikuntha and saw the personality of Godhead personally. Still he was so weak that he has to come back and fall down on the feet of Maharaj. But Maharaj Ammurish, he was ordinary king, he was simply thinking of Krishna. That's all. These instances you see. Therefore, the highest professional yoga system is to control the mind. And you can control the mind very easily if you keep the lotus 2 feet of Krishna, simply think of Krishna and you are come. You are victory. You become the topmost. Because after all, the yoga system is yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means to control the senses. And above the sense, the mind. So if you control the mind, the senses are controlled automatically. Your tongue wants to eat something, nonsense, but if your mind is strong, mind says, no, you cannot. You cannot eat anything except Krishna Prasad. Then tongue is controlled. So, senses are controlled by the mind. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramanaha. My body means senses. So, the senses, my activities means sensual activities, that's all. But above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the intelligence. And above the intelligence is the spirit soul. Then if one is on the spiritual platform, on the soul platform, then his intelligence is spiritualized, his mind is spiritualized, his senses are spiritualized, he is spiritualized. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Because actually the spirit soul is working, but he has given his power of attorney to this nonsense mind. He is sleeping. But when he is awakened, the master is awakened, the servant cannot do anything nonsense. Similarly, if you are awakened in Krishna consciousness, your intelligence, your mind, or your senses cannot act nonsensically. The master according to that is spiritualism. That is called purification. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richard. Bhakti means to act spiritually. How you can act? You have to act with your senses. Therefore you have to spiritualize your senses. Meditation, stopping action means stopping nonsense. But acting in Krishna consciousness is transcendental. That's why you have to stop your senses acting nonsense. But that is not perfection. You have to act nice. That is perfection. Otherwise, if you don't train your senses to act nicely, it will again fall down to the nonsense. So you have to give engagement to the senses to act for Krishna. Then there is no chance of fall down. That is Krishna in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance of it being engaged in Maya consciousness. The more we engage our mind in Krishna consciousness, But the more you keep yourself in the sunlight, there is no chance of getting into darkness. That is the promise. If you like, you are a sleeper. You can keep yourself within the room in darkness, and you can come in the broad daylight. That depends on your choice. But when you come in the broad sunlight, there is no chance of that. Darkness can be eradicated by light, but light cannot be powered by darkness. Suppose you are in a dark room, you bring one lamp, the darkness over. But you take something dark and go to the sunlight, so it will fade. So Krishna Sudya Sama Maya Andhaka. Krishna is just like sunlight. And Maya is just like darkness. So, what darkness will do in sunlight? You keep yourself in sunlight. Darkness will fade just upon you. This is the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Keep always yourself engaged in Krishna consciousness activity. Maya will not be able to touch you. Because there is no possibility of darkness become influencer in life. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That when Vyasadeva, under the instruction of his spiritual master Narada, by Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yogi Pranihite Samma, Pranihite Amale, Bhakti Yogi na Manasi. You say mind, Manasi means mind. When enlightened by Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti life, Bhakti Yogina Manasi, Samma Pranihite Amale. When the mind becomes completely free from all contamination, that can be done by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogina Manasi, Samma Pranihite Male, Apasat Purusan Purnam, he saw the Supreme Personality of God. Mayan Jagat Apasrayam, and he saw this Maya. And just on the background, apastra, light and darkness, along with, that's why here is light, there is darkness also here, little darkness. The darkness remains under the shelter of light, but light does not remain under the shelter of darkness. So, that they saw Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and this Maya darkness, apastra, just under his center. And who is this Maya? That is explained. Jaya Sarmahito Jiva. The same Maya, the same illusory energy, which has covered this conditioned soul. And who are those conditioned? Janaya Sanmahita Jiva, Atmanam Srigunatmakam. Although the spirit soul is as light as Krishna, or God, although small, but he is identifying himself with this material world. Janaya Sanmahita, this is called illusion. When we identify ourselves with this matter, Janaya Sanmahita Jiva, Atmanam Srigunatmakam. Paroti manute anartha. Although he is transcendental, he still is engaged in nonsensical activity. Paroti manute anartha, tat kritam cha vipaddate, and he acts dictated by this mind. These are very nicely explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto of the fine 10th chapter. So, our position is that we are spiritual sparks, lightning sparks, but now we are covered by this illusory energy, Maya. And we are being dictated by the Mayan action and becoming entangled more and more in material energy. And you have to get out from this entanglement by this yoga or perfect yoga.